you come to perhaps one might consider one of the most down points of the year, but yet it's one of the most important. It is Ash Wednesday, we receive the ashes. And they are not a sacrament themselves. They are a sacramental. They are a blessed object, which we use to symbolize what will become of us eventually, to all of us. When we impose the ashes, we repeat the words. Well, there are two phrases that are used. When the most common one is, remember, from Genesis, remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. It's one of the phrases that God repeated to Adam after the fall. He had fallen into sin. And that was one of the curses, one of the disruptions of nature that would occur. Remember, God had told them that he forbade them to eat the fruit of the one tree. And he told them, don't even touch it, lest you surely die. A consequence of sin. So what it reminds us, and that's what the ashes are for, to simply remind us that we are sinners. That we have fallen into sin. And we have need, as we have prayed in the responsorial psalm, of God's mercy. That's even stronger than I thought. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. And that's what the psalm reminds us also, that we have sinned and we have need of God's mercy. And that is why we undertake to fast. In fact, today is a day of strict abstinence, fast and abstinence. We are allowed only one full meal, and it must be meatless. There's no meat today. But we do this, and the other day is Good Friday. But we do this, and I should repeat, and also all Fridays in Lent are abstinence. So we must abstain from meat. But why do we do all of this? Precisely as we have seen, to remind ourselves of two things. One, that we are sinners, that we have need of God's mercy, that we have to make reparation for the sins we commit. And two, particularly the abstinence on Fridays reminds us of the day on which Christ died, suffered and died for us in reparation for those sins. Recalling it's an infinite God who is offended by those sins. But it is man who commits those sins. Therefore, because it is the infinite God who is offended, it requires infinity, someone infinite, to be able to make reparation for the infinite one who has offended. And secondly, because it was man who sinned, it was man to make that reparation. They are the ones that sin. So the one who made that reparation, who suffered and died on the cross, is God and man. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. But yet, throughout the centuries, we still fall into sin. We all still fall into sin. That's part of our weakness. Though we still have need of God's mercy. We have to keep reminding ourselves of that. We still have to make that reparation for the sins we commit. So first of all, that's what this day gives us to do, and all of Lent, which is what we begin today. It's a time to remind ourselves and to carry out that we are sinners and we have need of God's mercy. We have need to make reparation. We do it, therefore, for the love of God. And our Lord tells us in the gospel passage we just heard to do it he's not telling us not to fast. He's telling us to do that, to practice penance, how we need to. But he's telling us not to make a big show of it. Not to make a big show how good we are, that we're doing exactly everything we're supposed to do. He's basically here criticizing the Pharisees and the scribes and the Pharisees who would do exactly that. They make a big show of themselves, how good they are. They're following the law, they're doing everything they're supposed to be doing. And they wanted to make a show of it. They wanted everyone to see it. You see? And our Lord, several times throughout the gospel, criticized them, you hypocrites. Because there was no faith behind what they were doing. You see? So our Lord is telling us, no, he's not telling us that we shouldn't fast. Actually, it's quite the opposite. We should. We need to. But he's telling us not to make a show of it. That's something we do for God alone. And we do it hiddenly, then, is what he's saying. Within, first of all. It must come from the heart first. We have to acknowledge, hey, we are sinners. We are falling into sin. We're weak. We need God's mercy. And that's what those ashes are to remind us. I never tire of repeating what I heard once in a sermon many minutes while I was still a child myself. Well, perhaps a teenager, but anyways. And the priest said, if you're not going to fast, don't receive the ashes. That's to remind you of exactly what we are to do and what will become of us. And it's a reflection we need to make. That one day, all of us, and we don't know when that will be, we have no idea when it will come, we were all called, we will all be called from this life, and we will become dust again, as the words remind us. Remember, man, that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. This life is passing. This life comes to an end. Eternity then begins. We must prepare. Actually, it doesn't begin, it's already. Eternity means no beginning, no end, and only God is eternal. But it begins for us. And that means for us, actually, the word is perennial. We have a beginning. We began. But we have no end. You see? So we pass from this life, the temporary life, into eternal life. And there will be no end. And then there is only heaven or hell. Well, let's prepare ourselves now. We don't know when the time will come. That's again what the ashes remind us. We don't know when our time is coming, but it will come. Man has fallen into sin. That's one of the consequences. We will die. We must face it. And we need not be afraid of it. Although we tend to be, and that's natural for us, we need not be if we are prepared. Let us indeed perform the acts of penance we need to practice. We follow the fasting that we must follow in order to improve ourselves, to help us grow into the great life of faith, of light, of grace, that we can prepare ourselves for that eternity, for eternal life. And let us prepare ourselves so that it becomes with God, not without God forever, which is hell, but with God forever, which is heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.